February 18th, 2014. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the Chicago suburbs, which is sunny today, but we sure got snowed in yesterday. Boy, did we get a lot of snow. The streets were an absolute mess. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. If you visit their front page, you will find an opportunity for the listeners. Well, yes, absolutely. John Stadtmiller's wife, Sandra Anderson, is a Keller Williams realtor. And Keller Williams is having a sweepstakes. Three things happen when you download the app to your cell phone. Now, this is if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or an Android phone. You can help RBN win $20,000. Because if Sandra wins this sweepstakes, she will collect $20,000. And when you enter into the drawing, you may have the opportunity to win $50,000. You help to enter John's wife into the realtor's competition for her to win the $20,000, which if she wins, of course, she'll donate it to RBN. By downloading that app, you can search out real estate in your own area. From what I understand, the leader in this sweepstakes has less than 2,000 downloads. And with the participation of the RBN audience, we can easily win this. But I ask you to please participate, and if you have one of those phones. The instructions are on the homepage of RBN, right under RBN Updates. So thanks for thinking about doing that. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info or SpingolaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Visit my website, Spingola.com, to find out who is going to be on today, tomorrow, next week, and also to get links to information found nowhere else. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Tom Gamble. That's G-A-M-B-I-L-L. His website is watchmanforjesus.com. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thank you, Diana. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. As Deanna.
Deanna, okay, sorry.
That's okay. A lot of people who know a Diana just automatically will call me that. But.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you asking me on, and I feel honored to be here, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you for taking the time. I know that guests have other things to do besides being on the program, and I appreciate when they take the time out of their busy schedule to join me.
Well, Deanna, today I want to focus on the attack on the U.S. military veterans. I am a former veteran myself. I'm a Marine, former Marine, 12 years as a Marine Corps captain, of course, second lieutenant to captain. And I got out after 12 years, but I went into government contracting, and my story can be found there on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and about Watchman for Jesus. It talks about my background, so I can, you know, skip a lot of that right now. But I did go into government contracting with a government contractor in Washington, D.C., and I have spent 3 years in, or 1 year, well, actually, I was in Kuwait, set up that program after the military pulled out in 1994.
And what did you set up?
I set up the armed security personnel for Camp Doha. Because the U.S. military contained it, and then when they pulled out, they required a government contractor then to take up the next cycle, which would be government contracting. In other words, most of them were former law enforcement or former military anyway, but they were government contractors. And so I went there to establish the security. I did it alone. I established a training program and put in 70 armed security personnel under a company called AMPRO in Kuwait. So that was 94. And then 19...
Now, were they there to protect what?
Well, they were there to protect the camp, Camp Doha, for the military to operate, for civilians to operate, to help reestablish infrastructure and continue on with Kuwait. So they provided...
Go ahead. In the form of an occupation?
I wouldn't say it was an occupation. It was just Camp Doha was just a U.S. military installation.
So that was a U.S. camp?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But
so
it had mixed.
Occupation.
Yeah, it was mixed. You could say an occupation. It was mixed locals and military and so forth, just like Kosovo.
Okay.
So I was there just long enough to set it up to the real project manager, and the operations manager came in, and then they took over where I left off. So about a year later, year and a half later, because I'd started that project, there was an attack upon Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, against U.S. military personnel in Riyadh on November 13th, 1995. And that was the first time the name Bin Laden came up, and allegedly he was behind it when they blew up a 150-pound explosive device downtown Riyadh, targeting U.S. military offices, if you will, downtown and Middletown. So there was a quick no-bid contract put out, and since I had started Kuwait, and AMPRO was doing such a good job in Kuwait, I was asked, do you want to go to Saudi Arabia? It just happened to be at the right place at the right time, for whatever reason, and to start the protection of U.S. military personnel called OPM Sang in Riyadh. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, because I wanted to see a little bit what's going on, you know. And so they asked me to go there. AMPRO did. And they were hired by the state, sort of through DOD. And so I was on the ground by February the 9th, 1996. And that began a three-year contract for me as operations manager for that contingent of U.S. military personnel, well, actually U.S. former military personnel that were contractors to protect installations and compounds occupied by U.S. military personnel training the Saudi Arabian National Guard. So we provided unarmed security, and I had to utilize the Saudi Arabian National Guard as our armed security to work with our contractors who were unarmed. So I had a little bit of complex there, but I mean, it's complex a little bit, but we worked with them. And I was the operations training manager for the full 3 years. So I don't know. I got a little bored because nothing was going on. There's no shooting, nothing happening. So I got bored with it. And so I decided, I knew that there was a war going on in Kosovo, and it ended, but they were putting out bids, to maintain, security as they rebuilt the infrastructure in Kosovo.
And this who rebuilt the infrastructure? Corporations?
No, not at all. It's United Nations and a sister to it, OSCE. And OSCE, they rebuild infrastructures for all war-torn countries. And since we tore down Kosovo with NATO and Wesley Clark and these guys, tore down Kosovo. They had to rebuild Kosovo, and they actually chose me as one of five as American. It was an international contract, and I was hired by OSCE. It was in Austria.
All righty.
Okay.
Tom, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tom Gamble. His website is watchmanforjesus.com. And you were talking about Kosovo. Now, I know that it takes money to rebuild a country. Where did the money come to rebuild Kosovo?
126 countries, probably who knows where. Because the UN supported it. The UN, OSCE, comes from all the countries, including the United States. So I was under an international contract. I was no longer connected to my home. As a matter of fact, from 1996 to 2004, I never came back to the United States except for a visit. I lived in Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, and the Congo. Well, actually, Saudi Arabia and Kosovo, I lived there. I closed down my home here. I no longer had an affiliation except a citizenship and a passport. So I lived overseas for almost 10 years dealing with anti-terrorism. Yeah. So I was in Kosovo. They accepted, I was the second one on the ground after after UN troops pulled out from bombing and all that. And that's when really my education started, because I got to see, and I'm not going to go in detail now, but articles came out, and I dealt with it for 5 years. I was supposed to be there 7, but it ended 2 years early for obvious reasons. Because from obvious reasons was I caused as much trouble as I could, because I saw how we were supporting Al-Qaeda. I saw how we were targeting Orthodox Serbs. I saw how the UN lied. I saw that there was no mass graves over there whatsoever. The whole thing was a lie and a farce. And I was there on the ground. And I lived in a Serbian high-rise that was surrounded by U.S. troops, because I was placed as a security manager in the American side of Kosovo. So I was on the border of Serbia and, the boundary of Serbia and Kosovo. And I had...
Would you say that you were a mercenary?
Oh, no.
Mercenary, another word for a contractor?
No, not at all. You're talking about Blackwater and so forth. I wasn't even remotely a mercenary. Not at all.
Okay.
I wasn't even supposed to even carry a weapon, which I got one anyway, because I went public in all the meetings at Bonstil, Monteith, UN meetings. I kept track of all the terrorist camps on my own little map I had. I had inside information from Russian intelligence, Carabinieri, Serbian folks will say, and Albanian folks will say. I was friends with Muhammad Jamali, which was one of the Albanian terrorists, but he was not part of the cabal that worked with the U.S. State Department, like Tachi and Ramush Haranai and Javed Aliti and these guys. They were mafia working with the U.S. government. You see, and they allowed the mafia to control it while the State Department had their own little game going on with the UN. So there's a big thing going on. I'm like, what the heck's going on? Because the Al-Qaeda's running around with charity groups, RHIS and Al Haramain. And I said, this is insane. What's going on? So I would bring up points every meeting, every week, about the murders going on, about the our activities there, why, and so forth. So I got... So my time got cut short. And then 2004, I left in May. In 2005, a friend of mine from Macedonia contacted me and said, you know, I'm writing a book. I said, okay. And he said, it's the Coming Balkan Caliphate is what it's called, 2006. And said, I'm writing a book. And he was a good friend of mine over there in Macedonia. And he said, do you want me to print? So I'm going to write a book and put everything you've told me in the book. Because I sent information out, everybody I could, State Department, international folks. I didn't care because I wanted people to know what was going on. And they needed to know. So I gave him all my notes. I made sure my notes were passed on. And I brought back with me in my personal gear about 700 pounds of documents. And I put them in a file, and I got them put away in like four drawer file cabinets are put away, are completely full of documents. So 2005, I went public. And 2006, the book came out. I don't get anything for it or anything. I just told them to put anything. Don't even contact me again unless you just want to talk friendship. I said, put everything I told you in there. Don't hold anything back. Nothing. And that's what he did. That's what he did. And so the book was published. They even have a book at West Point there. They have a copy there. It's irrefutable. And it details everything. And so...
What's the name of the...
The Coming Balkan Caliphate.
Caliphate
by Chris DeLisio. So if they go on my website, they can even get a download PDF there.
All right.
And then the articles that started being printed about what my testimony was, there's there also on my website. I've got links to the articles put out. I attended the 15th Congress, Serbian Congress, as a speaker. Gosh, I forgot the year, 2007 or 8 or something like that. Anyway, and well, that's my story. I mean, there's more, but it's not about me. That's just for people who want to question the credibility and all, but I've been there and I've done it. Oh, I spent 1 year in the Congo under a State Department project as a project manager for an intelligence project called the Tripartite Fusion Cell in Kisangani, Republic of the Congo. I was there for about a year. And I worked with, ironically enough, an MPRI contractor. Now you're talking American contractors connected with the CIA. I thought that was kind of ironic, too, because I had a understanding of MPRI in Kosovo. Quite an interesting tale there, but I thought it was ironic.
Okay, so where's the link for this PDF file?
The link's there on my website.
Okay, but where exactly? Under what? Under?
You would go on my website and look for the tab about Watchmen for Jesus. And talk
about
it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
And that's not, yeah, it's all there. So that's my background very, very quickly. And there's more, but this is not about me. This is about the focus on the target for the American servicemen. They've been targeted.
Okay.
I mean, now, for me to explain this, and I have on my website, by the way, two studies that I did. The Suicide Conspiracy, Part 1 and Part 2. And it just kind of gives an outlay of how the veterans are being targeted by a certain group. Now.
Which certain group?
Okay. JFK, and to set this up, to tell you exactly what's going on, I'm going to cite several quotes. JFK said, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources in the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, and scientific and political operations," unquote. Now, this comes directly from a quote that he gave on a 19-minute speech at a dinner party in 1963, I believe it was. Martin Luther King said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. So the real enemy, the real enemies that we are involved in,
hang on, Tom. I hate to cut you off.
It's okay.
But we are going to a 3-minute break. And when we come back, I would like you to answer a question. Why does the government spend 5 to 10 times more for private contractors and ex-military when we already have soldiers to do the same job? We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tom Gamble. His website is watchmanforjesus.com. And the question actually came from our chat room. Why does our government spend 5 to 10 times more for private contractors, ex-military, when we already have soldiers to do the same job?
Okay, the soldiers are there to for the shock value, to get control, and then they're to leave. And so contractors are there for the money. It's real simple.
Okay.
And,
all right.
I mean, that's a simple answer to it. Now, we are tasked by the Vatican, by the Illuminati, to go out and control the world. And then
I kind of disagree with that, but...
Oh, no, I got the evidence. The evidence...
Okay.
I got the
name.
Sure. I got names.
Okay.
I got the names of the 26 families.
Yeah. Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
The president can say, and this is from Joe, via email, the president can say he is reducing troop levels in Iraq or wherever, but the American taxpayer is still funding these security corporations. And the other thing that you said was that this was done under the auspices of the UN and that they were paying for it. But when you consider that the American taxpayer pays most of the cost for the UN and that the UN is located on American soil, I guess you could really probably assume that the UN or that the American taxpayer is paying for the rebuilding of every country that the U.S. military bombs into the Stone Age.
Pretty much true. And the American soldiers are also targeted for death. They've been targeted since 1950. And
Earlier? Would you say earlier?
I'd say earlier. But see, they needed them before 1945. The actual targeting of U.S. military personnel and destruction of the United States began in 1945. They needed to have us in a... In other words, let me put it like this. I'll give you a direct quote from one of the engineers. He said, I quote... And it's really a summation. Brock Chisholm, who is director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he is a Canadian, 1946 to 1948, sums it right up. He said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. Brock Chisholm. This all began after World War II, and that's when destruction of the family also began. And the Illuminati started ramping up the targeting of the United States to take it down. They had to eliminate 2 generations in order to accomplish this fact. and this accomplish this goal. This is the big picture. And this is why the TV, this is why communications, media, politics, science, the arts, everything has been designed by humanists to take down the United States and then to bring in the New World Order, because we're the last block to keep it back, as they'd already planned anyway. So they needed us to have a solid family tradition and sovereignty and all that sort of thing, patriotism and so forth and so on, until 1945, because two world wars were planned by a Freemason named Albert Pike in 1873 in conceptual terms. It was put into order in 1897 with a false flag, which is now confirmed, which has been confirmed for quite a while, of the USS sinking of the Maine, 1897, then set us up as a standing army to establish us as a military power, beginning in the Banana Wars. And actually, Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote a treatise, and he was 3 times Medal of Honor winner. Actually, 2 are on record. 1 he turned down because he didn't say it deserved. Said it didn't deserve it. He did. And so he wrote a treatise called War is a Racket in 1932.
Yeah, my grandfather was his aide.
Oh, okay. So you understand. There you go. So he wrote how war is a racket. It's conducted by the Vatican, conducted by fake Jews. It's conducted by the Illuminati.
Oh, okay.
And so they're all connected. The Jews, the Zionists, fake Jews in Israel, they have their own agenda. Zionism was created by the Vatican in 1897 by Theodore Herzl. But the tribe of Dan, which is what they are, fake Jews in Israel, British Israel, they have their own little agenda, but they're under control for the longest time. I'm not going to go there right now. But the attack on the Americans, go ahead.
Well, go ahead and tell us how the military is under attack.
Okay. To bring in a world government, they have to reduce the control, reduce the influence of the United States because of its Christian influence, because of the military might, and to bring on China and Russia as the next military might. Now, they've already done that, thanks to Carter, thanks to Clinton, thanks to all those before him. They established in 1978, Carter had a treaty, a bill that allowed the United States to pull out of Panama Canal, for example. And when they did that on purpose, it's all created and designed this way, it left a vacuum in the Panama Canal area for the Panamanians to need jobs and so forth when the U.S. pulled out. That set it up so China could move in 1970s, a little bit 70s, 80s. Why? To start building bases in Mexico. You see, because now we have in the United States, and have for the longest time, we have today now 257 foreign trade zones that belong to Chinese, you see. And they have military bases in Mexico. ChinaGate.
Well, they also did that. They also did that because Panama owed the international bankers some money, and the only way that they could pay that debt, that loan, was to take over the Panama Canal and get the money that the United States had previously been getting.
Exactly. So that's how they do it.
Okay.
That's exactly how they do it. That's how they did us in the Revolutionary War. That's how they did it in the Civil War. That's how they did it in 1929 to put us under ourselves, under a 70-year bank cycle that began in 1789. We've been under debt since 1789 as United States of America Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they do it. They come in with their economic hitmen. They establish a war. The country needs a end of the war. They need a financial backing. And that's how the Rothschilds take over for the New World Order. That's how they control nations. Well, it's no different. But nevertheless, after 1950s, they no longer need us because they will establish another country as a military might heading toward the old Holy Roman Empire. So now they want to get rid of us. They need to get rid of sovereignty, patriotism, just like they said. And the first to go would be the baby boomers. And that began in 1950-52. Korea, as evidence shows, was a UN act, and Korea was designed to lose. Vietnam was too. They would not let us win there because the United State Department wanted the communist system to stay in China. Confirmed by,
and of course, they were also making a lot of money with all those drugs.
Oh yeah, the drugs. That's only peripheral. That's just a residual effect of it. Whole idea was though to keep China communist because that's Illuminati family, which is by the name of Lee, L-I, Lai family, and they're linked up to the Breakspear and Aldo Brandino, which is Italian Illuminati. Mm-hmm. It's all connected. But in China, that's why they wanted to keep Korea half and half, to make sure mm-hmm. the fake Cold War would come up in 1960s. In the meantime, Tavistock, behavioral think tank and Royal Institute of National Affairs underneath them, a worldwide think tank, was planning our 1960s cultural change. In 1950s, they were planning it to happen by the 1960s. And it began. And that's why the Vietnam War was meant, yes, for money, yes, to build up the communist Cold War facade, which is a bunch of baloney. Military-industrial complex spending to change the culture of military and to change the culture of the U.S. citizens, to bring drugs in from Vietnam, and that's part of what Iraq was about. And Afghanistan was to bring in drugs from Afghanistan, the poppy fields, but a lot more about Iraq. But all along the way, since 1950, the American veterans have been targeted to reduce their effectiveness, destroy the morale, and that was the purpose of them funding the liberal movement. And the anti-war demonstrations was funded by the Illuminati to start destroying the morale of the American soldiers. That's why.
Now you use the word Illuminati, which is like saying the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give him a more distinctive name?
Well, actually, that is the name, but I can give you the details on it.
Oh, okay.
After the break.
We do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tom Gamble. His website is watchmanforjesus.com. And who actually created the Illuminati?
Illuminati was created technically by Adam Weishaupt in 1776. He organized it. They've always existed. But in 1776...
And who did he organize that for?
He organized it for the Vatican. He was a Jesuit.
Not for the Rothschilds.
Rothschilds are under the Vatican. The Rothschilds used to be Bauer. They were German. Oh, yeah.
Would you consider yourself in the same light as Douglas Dietrich?
I don't know him.
There's a website by the same name.
I don't know him. I just do my own research. I don't know. But the Rothschilds used to be Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. They changed
the
name.
Didn't. No, they weren't.
Oh, yeah.
No, their name was never Bauer.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it wasn't.
Okay, let me show you the... Okay.
The Bauer family and the Rothschild family, they didn't have last names. Jews didn't have last names.
Right.
They took the name of the house that they lived in. And the people who later called themselves Bauer and the people who later called themselves Rothschild shared a home, which was a very common thing to do. Their name was not Bauer.
Right. But the real Illuminati are the following families. Pamphili, Farnese, Este family, Aldo Randini, Orsini, which is the great pope, Breakspear, Medici, Borgia, which created the Jesuits, the Somgaglia, Conti, Chagi, Colonna, and Gaetani. That's the real Illuminati. The outside Illuminati is different, though. There's 13 families. You got the outside Illuminati. And the outside Illuminati, their names are the following.
Well, wait
Rothschild,
a minute.
Aster,
we actually
Bundy.
Decided that you were going to talk about, uh-huh. and I'm sorry I asked the question, but I thought that we were going to talk about how the destruction of the military was proceeding since 1950.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to answer the question before the break, but that's fine, about the Illuminati, who they were. But we can move on.
Okay.
Because I was going to answer about who the Illuminati really was, the black nobility. But
we have a different viewpoint on that,
okay.
I think.
Yeah. All right, so the attack on the U.S. servicemen. All right. The suicides, 22 per day, are being orchestrated. And this goes back to 1973 of the studies that was done on how they can control it. Now, specifically, let's say, for example, you had a PhD named Robert Gunn, for example. He's an NSA clinical psychologist involved in the human and constitutional rights violations of mind control. What he did, Gunn is involved in covert psychological warfare against innocent Americans and other global citizens. He was among developers of psychotronic attacks, which are highly advanced, a very surreal form of mind control that's intended to induce suicide among its thousands of targets. And the mind control technology is known as remote neural monitoring.
Okay. So you're saying that the suicides, 22 a day,
mm-hmm.
which is about 8,000 a year,
yeah,
are orchestrated?
Yes.
Are provoked by what?
By the technology developed by the Illuminati that works through Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group. They all have engineers. But this is actually, the technology is coercive behavior modification. It goes back to a study I found in 1973.
And what was the name of that study?
The name of the study, I'll give you exactly the study, by Dr. Robert and Ralph Schwetzebel. Ralph was a member of Harvard. And the study is named The Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. I've got a copy. It's a 92-page monograph. And it was brought up by Professor Ralph K. Schwetzebel of Harvard. And what it did for the study group, it dwelled on homosexuals in prison because they didn't have to worry about the Eighth Amendment. And so it was the thesis that political rehabilitation began with inside the nervous system of the citizen. So what they did was, on these study groups, test group, was they took a miniaturized radio transmitter and they implanted it inside the brain of the body. And it was to monitor and transmit.
And when did they do this? Under what conditions?
1973 is a study group. It's a study.
I know. But under what conditions did they plant this this thing inside the person's?
What do you mean conditions? They surgically implanted it.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. They implanted a miniaturized radio transmitter inside.
How did they get the participant to undergo surgery? What did they say?
I don't know the details there. I'd have to pull out the study. But when they got them to work with it, they implanted this device in the brain or the body, and it monitored transmitted conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And in the report, you can read where it says that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder was a radio-controlled electrical shock device. And the device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world in 73. And they also go, it talks about in the study, that other offenders, as far as the study group and application, would be the offender's financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons. Now, in 1973, this paper predicts micro-miniaturization. But they're a long way past that. They now can monitor your DNA through your frequency signature through satellite technology. Now, there's an NSA computer specialist that was attached to this group that proposed attaching a miniaturized electronic tracking device to 20 million Americans. And the transponder would transmit the wearer's location, actually, by radio.
Now, 20 million Americans, how is that going to happen? Do they have a transponder, too, in their brain that somebody planted or what?
You'll find right now, if you look it up, there's a lawsuit going on by 7,800 veterans against the DOD and CIA for septal implants. So,
really? And where might one find that?
Well, probably about 5 seconds when you put in 7,800 service veterans. And then put a plus sign and link it up to septal implants. You got it. And actually, it's on my website right now. If you go to my website for the suicide conspiracy, part one, it's got on the top of the page. That's the only one.
What was the name of that study, that Harvard study? Did you mention the name?
Yeah, I did. Once again, here we go. The development and legal regulation of coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders.
Okay.
Quite a long name. And actually, follow-up studies were done by Barton Ingraham of Berkeley and Dr. Jose Delgado. Numerous Schumann residents, all this stuff is connected. And you'll find the veterans are complaining, rightly so, about voices in their head. Well, the voices in their head are called voice-to-skull technology. HARP is part of this, mind control. And they are hearing voices in their head, but it's electronic. You see, and this actually, Walmart has perfected this voice-to-skull technology. Look it up right now. And so I mean, are you... I could continue. You're...
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, we're coming up on our top of the hour break.
Uh-huh.
We're coming up on our top of the hour break.
Okay. So what they do, they target the veteran with 6.6 hertz, and you've got depression. I'll tell you about that when we get back.
All righty. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. So stay with us.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary says that the reports that the 85 richest people in the world have more wealth than the 3.5 billion poorest people is fantastic. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. The statement by O'Leary was callous at best and at worst sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
Now, what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. the destruction of constitutional liberties, and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire, and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back, is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Tom Gamble, G-A-M-B-I-L-L. And the website is watchmanforjesus.com. You also have a radio program, do you, Tom?
Yes, Deanna, I do. I have watchmanforjesus.com there, but it's Watching for Jesus, and it's from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And also have a Bible study, 7:30 to 9, between Tuesday and Friday every week.
Ah, okay.
And because my Savior is Jesus Christ, and that's who I follow.
Okay.
And that's where it comes from.
Sure. what do you think when he said, when he talked about the synagogue of Satan?
He's talking about those Jews who claim to be Jews but are not Jews.
Okay. How did the Vatican get Israel to attack the USS Liberty?
Ah, that's a good point, because what they tried to do was jump ahead of the plans for world order. And what the Israelis did, they tried to sink the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt in order to start the world war. But they jumped ahead too fast, because the alternative enemy was supposed to be the Muslims and Islam. That was to be World War III, as planned by Albert Pike. And they were jumping ahead of the game. And God made sure that ship didn't sink. Now, I tell you one thing. If I was an admiral, I'd have given up my career. And I would have launched those. I'd have given up my career, but at that moment, I'd have launched those planes to take down those two Israeli jets and not let them get away with it. They should have destroyed those two jets. And
okay, how did the Vatican get Israel to attack the USS Liberty?
Well, British Israel is under control of the Vatican and the monarchy, because Israel, United States, Canada, and Australia are all, because of England even today, we're a corporation. So the basic foundation nations of the New World Order is America, England, Israel, Australia, and China. So the fake Jews under Zionism, which are not really Jews anyway, they're Ashkenazi, Khazars. And the real Hebrew Israelites, they're yet to come out. They're under protection. But the Vatican controls...
So you believe in Christian identity? Is that what you're saying?
No, Christian identity. Oh, my Lord and mercy. Christian identity is one of the most dangerous cults in America. They're absolutely evil. They have the KKK, goes back to the 1800s, the Aryan Nation, and they believe in the Jerusalem Bible, and they support the white national blah, blah, blah. See, we're not Jews over here in America and in Europe. The real Jews look like Arabs under Ishmael and Isaac. Father was Abraham. He was the first Jew under the Abrahamic covenant. But Christian identity, see, they very sneakily have changed the name from Christian identity to national identity, Nazi, national identity, Nazi. You see, they've changed around. They're part of
Christian identity? I don't buy that.
Oh, yeah, look up Christian identity.
Well, I know what they are. Right. I've been attacked by these people.
Yeah, exactly. They're dangerous folks.
Okay. Let's get back to the attack on the military. You in your notes, you said something about Agent Orange and glycerol and all kinds of things.
Gotcha.
Gulf War syndrome.
Uh-huh. Here we go. And I know that we only have like so many minutes, so I'll make it general, but I'll cover as much detail as I can. Now, when the attack after the World War II was up, the agenda to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military began in around 1950s. Korea was planned to lose. That was even MacArthur in his diary confirms this, and how they did it was horrific, absolutely horrific. So that was the first attack, to get us subjugated. In Vietnam, they used Agent Orange to start the cancer. They planned long term. Agent Orange, has in fact caused cancer. And they're using Agent Orange today in our plants. I got an article about a month ago about Agent Orange. I was planning Agent Orange to kill off the American veterans, part of it. In 1966, there was a pamphlet went out to the military-industrial complex. It was 1966.
The military-industrial complex. You care to get more specific, or
military-industrial complex? We were warned about by Eisenhower. It is the actually is what JFK was talking about. The vast means of where they control the wars.
Okay. All right.
Provide the support.
So you don't want to name any corporations or anything?
Oh, just name them. Oh, man, just name them off. Vanel, just pick one and go with it. Anyone that's over there is one of the members. Now, the forerunner of the military-industrial complex was the War Industries Board, 1915, which was Samuel Bush was a member of it. He up for it. The War Industries Board, 1915.
It was run by Bernard Baruch.
That's correct.
He was ahead of it.
Right. And Samuel Bush was also one of the founding members, Samuel Bush. And
a minor person.
You're right, but he was there. And all the way through, the Bushes have been part of it, but small part. Because they're subservient to their Illuminati masters anyway. I mean, we got to know what's going on. This is a Luciferian agenda. It is supernatural. You know, this is why it encompasses so much resources, planning, long-term, is pulled together by this Illuminati. But back to Agent Orange. In 1966, there was a patriotic fervor among the military-industrial complex because of Kennedy. And they were going to boycott, for example, Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc countries.
And well, they were all working together. I mean, the whole thing was the United States government and the Soviet government worked together from 1933 forward.
They did.
The Cold War scenario was a farce.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
That's exactly.
Just to build up Israel.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. But the military-industrial complex, the members of it, were not. The government absolutely was. So when there was a resounding patriotic fervor, the State Department, like you're saying, the State Department sent out a pamphlet in August of 1966, and it was called the Private Boycotts versus the National Interest. And so now I got the dialogue of the, I got a paragraph here, it talks about it. I could read it if you want me to, but it talks about American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern Bloc countries to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights, is following the policy of a government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, otherwise penalize, or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries, the Soviet Union, is acting against the interest of the United States, unquote. Now,
well, there were people, politicians who were engaging in all this kind of trade.
That's exactly right. You have Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They're up to their nose in it.
No, I'm talking about politicians.
Well, they're all connected in the Council of Foreign Relations. They're all in the same, like the Joint Chief of Staff, exactly.
All right. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. And we do have some callers lining up.
Okay, great.
Be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tom Gamble. His website is watchmanforjesus.com, and we do have some callers lined up here.
Deanna. Deanna, can I, before we go into the calls, let me include this one part about Vietnam that is where it began, because that was part of the pamphlet and what happened. I mean, it won't take but a few minutes here.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, after this pamphlet was put out, it had a horrific result, because you'll find Dr. Anthony Sutton. He put in National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union. He talked about America's official cooperation with Russia and Vietnam. And Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp said, I quote, "From the beginning, we should have closed the harbor of Hamphong and prevented all the vital imports from reaching that area. Instead, we permitted them to import all the necessities of war without any difficulty whatsoever, despite the fact we controlled the seas. That was a great mistake, of course, and immeasurably increased the casualties our side incurred," unquote. Well, here's the slam dunk. As a result of that pamphlet, one of the most tragic sales to the Russian government occurred in 1966. And that's when the U.S. government sent the Soviet Union the entire technical specifications which the Soviet Union needed to build a glycerol plant. And specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in booby traps, which accounted for 50% of the 58,000 casualties suffered in Vietnam. Came from
Well, the United States government had been cooperating with the Russians, the Soviets, since 1941, sending them all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
As Sutton also said. And of course, I'm awfully careful when I read Anthony Sutton because of who he worked for and the association he had with the university that where his institute was. So let me just ask you a question. We have a lot of callers lined up,
okay.
but we'll take a call. But before we take a call, I just want to ask you a question, mm-hmm. and you can think about it. How do the SSRI drugs work with the implants all these soldiers have in their bodies, supposedly?
Okay,
let's take a call. And then I'd also like to hear your views of the Holocaust. Let's take, Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon, Deanna and Tom. Hey, listen, I know it's your show and everything else like that, but could you let him read off the names of the Illuminati? I was interested in hearing that when you cut him off. Thanks.
All righty. Let's take, we can do that,
okay.
But let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome.
Hey, Dana. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, Ben.
First of all, Tom, I am a Jew, and I live in New York City, and yet you have failed to mention that the Jews are behind a lot of these things. I'm here with Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and I hear more of the gossip and the truth behind what they say, and yet you're... so-called teachings, whatever you teach, is so convoluted. Because the whole thing is, the Jews are behind a lot of the things from homosexuality, feminism, abortion. It's not the Catholic Church. Yeah, the Catholic Church is not 100% correct, but the Jews, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, that's all infiltration by the Jew. And yet, one time I heard you in your show say, oh, there is no Jewish conspiracy. Dude, are you a Jewish shield? Because they are the ones behind the letters. The media, Hollywood, pornography. Do I need to go further? And yet you have not mentioned none of this. It is a Jew. It is the Jews behind a lot of these actions. And the destruction of America is Christian Zionism in support of Israel. That's the destruction of America. And the Shabbos Goy that they run and control in Congress and the Senate as to blackmail and whatever else, money, whatever. They're the ones behind the game, dude. What have you to mention? Who was Christ against in the New Testament, in your Bible? Christ was against Pharisees, Sadducees, the Jews, who persecuted and hung it and persecuted the Christians from there on. In Israel today, you mentioned Jesus, you will be arrested because that's in the old law. So the whole thing is, why have you not called it out? If you're a Christian, you have not uttered nothing, but you went to the Vatican, the town, is whatever. No, it's the Jews, dude. Wake up and research your material. You know what I mean? The Rothschilds are the ones running the game as far as the area. They're the ones behind Israel. They're the ones behind all this. So, yeah, you felt to even mention a lot of this. It is the Jews. It is a Jew problem.
All right. Your response, Tom.
That's easy. The Vatican created the Zionist movement in 1897. And then going back further, it actually goes back to Egypt, Nimrod. And
wait, what did you say?
I said it goes back to Egypt, Nimrod.
No, you said in 1897.
1897, Theodore Herzl created the Zionist movement, and he's funded through the Vatican.
Proof.
Okay.
Where's your proof?
I got it right here. Hold on a second.
Have you read his book? He makes no mention of the Vatican. The Vatican
it's called
did
plausible
not
plausible
did
deniability.
Not fund. Oh. The Zionist movement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to disagree with you.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
But see, Theodore Herzl had a quote in his own diary that he confirms. Let me pull it up right here. 1897. The reason
that
for...
That was the year of the very first Zionist Congress.
Uh-huh.
It was also the year that the United States and Britain decided that they
uh-huh.
would collaborate in their plundering of the countries of the world that
right.
they created warfare in. And that all started in 1897.
That's right. That's right. Same time the false flag of the Maine went. 1897, the founder of Zionist, actually before Theodore Herzl, he was just kind of named like
right,
Karl
exactly.
Right, Karl Marx.
It started in about 1882.
Yeah, like Karl
Marx. Rothschild is the one that that eyed Palestine. So I'm going to go with Ben.
Okay.
I really am, okay?
Just like Karl Marx didn't create the Communist Manifesto.
He didn't. It was actually Clinton Roosevelt.
That's right, 1841, the science of government founded on natural law. And he's brought through Manzini.
You have some of your facts really well. I agree with a lot of what you've uh-huh. said. But I do have some differences with you.
Well, sure, that's good. That's understandable.
Either here or there.
All right, now, Theodore Herzl.
Ben, are you still with us? Ben dropped, right?
Okay, Theodore Herzl said, yeah. I quote, "It is essential," this is Theodore Herzl talking, in his diary, he said, "It is essential that the sufferings of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semite to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semite will assist us, thereby, and they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semite shall be our best friends," unquote. That's what Theodore Herzl said.
And I didn't hear the word Vatican in there.
The Vatican?
Anti-Semitism was going on a long, long time before 1897.
1885.
In fact, it was going on for about 1,000 years.
Well, actually, 1893.
Out of several countries, 109 times out of 72 countries.
Right. Well, actually, Zionism was first introduced in 1893.
The Vatican created the anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah.
In 1897.
And they created
That's a bunch of garbage.
I don't know. The Zionism, the term, was introduced in 1893 by Nathan Birnbaum.
No, it was introduced a long time before that.
Right. But see...
Let's get back to Ben and not keep him...
Go ahead.
Here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ben, did you have another comment?
No, and this one says, see, he more flows with Christian Zionism than anything else, because Israel has committed atrocities against the USS Liberty. It had nothing to do with the Vatican. This was an Israeli attack, and the Levant family, which are the American soldiers. There's so much going on, and yet you have not covered nothing.
I got an hour.
We're going to a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com. and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tom Gamble, and his website is watchmanforjesus.com. Is it true that once Marine, always Marine?
Yes, ma'am. It is true. Yeah, it is. It's true. Once a Marine, always a Marine, but I am a born again Marine. That changed a whole lot of things. It was a shock.
Okay, Ben, are you still on or no?
Yes, I'm still here.
All righty. We've got a bunch more callers, so why don't you conclude if you have any other comments?
Well, okay, Tom, let me tell you one thing. Have you ever read the Talmud? Have you studied the Talmud?
No. I've read bits and pieces and quit. I know all about it, man. It's a murderous document.
Man.
It's murderous, man. It's just like the Quran. Except the Talmud is evil, man.
Man, you know, that's a play. See, this is a whole Jew play. Forget the Quran, because the vile book is a Talmud. Because even in the Talmud, it says they don't want any heathen that studies the Torah or the Talmud is to be killed, meaning Christians. And then in the commentary of the Talmud says, we don't want Jewish Christians to get this because they will use it against us. And this is in the Talmud. So where are you getting your information that you're leaving all this out?
No, I'm not. No. This is not about that at all. This is about attack on the veterans. Hello. And then, I'm not talking about Jews, brother. I'm talking about attack on American veterans. We're way off track. Whoa. Stop. This is not about Jewish, this, that, and the other. This is about the targeting American veterans.
Okay, so let's make it about veterans. That's what you said you were coming on for.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. So, okay, thank you, Ben. I appreciate your wisdom and your phone call. Let's take Joe in Chicago.
Deanna, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Deanna?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
You kind of stole my thunder. I agree with some of your guest comments, and others got me straight up out of my chair on some of the facts that he was espousing. But my comment is more on the lines that regardless of arguing over some small details in history here or there, if you're a Marine, sir, and we can agree that there's a preponderance of evidence of government abuse and they're not acting in the benefit of our country, veterans, so on and so forth, did you not take an oath to defend this country from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, of course, but my oath was a God, country, and core. My oath to God stands first.
Okay, well, what I don't understand is I'm one of my greatest fears is that I'm going to be trying to defend my family, much like in the Reconstruction era of the South, from steroid-pumped-up, mindless, propaganda-filled soldiers for hire that are going to be that are already doing exercises in the United States.
Exactly
so,
right.
I think we're kind of splitting hairs here when we talk about we're doing this for Jesus when we're over killing innocent people and funding things to create enemies for international bankers. So, again, if you're concerned with the evil that's happening to veterans in our country, why aren't you organizing and becoming like a modern-day Paul Kersey and, you know, ridding ourselves of the tyranny like J.B. Campbell and others describe, CFR members? Why aren't you hunting them down?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Number one, I'm a small guy. I got a broadcast. I've been doing this for 4 years. I've been going public since 2005, and I'm not syndicated. You see, I've been putting this out on my own little self. And I've been on a broadcast every single day, 3 hours a day on my own broadcast, and I don't have anybody supporting me or giving me money. I need money, you see, but it's not about that. It's where God puts me, you see. And, for example, you got to know your enemy. In any intelligence estimate, you must know who your enemy is.
That is absolutely true. You have to know your enemy.
Well,
and it's
the enemy is
Illuminati.
It is Illuminati. It's nice and Malta.
Easter Bunny. Mm-hmm.
Well, now Easter Bunny, I could describe.
I agree with your previous caller, but there are certainly forces against America, and I guess my observation is I see too many veterans that want to knock my door down, but yet wouldn't kill the people who have ruined the country or are doing these unholy acts.
You got to know who they are. You got to identify them specifically. You're not going to know who you're fighting. You got to know who the enemy is.
Singer and Rothschild and some of these people are good guys. Why don't somebody get a plane ticket and go and share their point of view for Jesus and let's take one of these guys out?
That's not even realistic. You got to know. You got to know who you're fighting. You got to know who the enemy is. If you don't know, you're not going to know who to go to. If you don't look at it realistically, you're going to fail. Do you know that there's 22 suicides against our veterans? Do you know that there's Russians and Chinese already in the United States, allowed by Clinton and Carter?
You know what? It's not the Russians and the Chinese that I'm concerned about.
Well, when they kill us, it is, because they're already here.
I understand, but who brought them here?
Clinton, No. Clinton and Carter.
Jews in Congress are...
No.
Culturalism. What Jews in Congress have been pushing immigration
laws
that
Irish?
Allow these people into the country?
It's Irish. Scott, as a matter of fact, I got a quote from FDR.
If I can just add one more point. The founding fathers grappled with tyranny, and they certainly weren't, bloodthirsty soldiers for hire. But through no being cornered, they basically came up with the idea that, hey, praying and crying and voting isn't going to do any good. And today we're facing an enemy that controls the media, the judicial system, the educational apparatus. How do you fight that? What works against this? And we've seen it in other countries, and it's like small-scale terrorism. It's militias, things of that nature. The same thing the founding fathers came up with. So that's the nature of my question. It's not to sound like some kook. It's historically what has worked against tyranny.
Okay, the founding, we never won our Revolutionary War. We lost it because 1783 we became a corporation, and King George III became the Prince of the United States Incorporated. We were put under financial bondage in 1789 for 70 years to 1859, 70 years, 1929, 70 years, 1999. I was supposed to end as New World Order. The founding fathers were dissed. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, you got to know the enemy. And
That's what we've been trying to tell you.
I know, and I'm trying to tell
you
who they are.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thanks. All right, let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Very fascinating exchange that's been going on here. I'm a former Marine myself, and I'm also was raised inside the Roman Catholic Church, so I'm sitting here to do this, go back and forth. It's quite interesting.
I'm somebody that looks at the big picture a lot, and the details is what keeps my big picture moving. You know, when you get into Ignatius Loyola,
yep,
and the founder of the Jesuits, who was part of the Alumbrados, which is a Spanish form of Illuminism.
Yep.
See, if you read a lot of quotes from the Jewish power structure throughout, you know, the last hundreds and hundreds of years, they've sworn to destroy Catholicism. And so, you know, whether the Rothschilds are subservient to the Vatican or vice versa, they're working to destroy Christianity on the planet. And pretty much genocide white people is what it looks like to me, through massive immigration into Europe and all the white countries in North America. Australia's going through this massive flood, whites being brought into these countries. And, you know, you can go back onto Jesuits.org and look at all your Jewish organizations. And then you get into the Republican Chamber of Congress gang, I mean, Chamber of Commerce groups. They're all for this big flood of immigration into our countries. I think personally that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The Second Vatican Council was started up right around this time. And then Pope John the 23rd was a Freemason, Pope Paul the 6th, a Jew, Pope John Paul the 2nd, Jewish by his mother. The Vatican's been eclipsed by a crypto-Judaic faction, and that's why you see the total destruction of Catholic doctrine down to the point where now we've got this first Jesuit that sits over there at St. Peter's and totally friendly with the Judaic factions. This is the first Jesuit to ever sit as a sitting pope. And when you get into this Jesuit gang, they've been expelled from 80-some countries around the world. It parallels the Judaic folks being kicked out of countries. There's been this match made in hell between certain factions in Rome and the Jewish power that has been sworn to destroy Rome itself. And so, you know, the minutia gets a lot of people caught up in things, but I'm looking at it as like this. There's a war on Christians, Christianity itself, and the Jewish power uses Islam as well. And so we gotta, you know, keep our head, you know, in the research. And I agree with some of the things that the guest has said. And Deanna, of course, I agree with a lot of your stuff.
All righty. We are going to a break, gentlemen. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tom Gamble. His website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I did ask you a question earlier. How do the SSRI drugs work with the implants that all of these soldiers have in their bodies? And we still have Robert, I believe, on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Robert, would you like to conclude your remarks? Because we do have some other callers, and we're really short on time.
Okay, but here's what I've paid attention to this for a long time. The leaders of Israel, especially Shimon Peres and Bibi Netanyahu, these guys are constantly, and I mean constantly, going to Rome. And so anybody that doesn't pay attention to that, you're missing part of this equation. They are constantly in Rome. Guess where the Jewish temple treasures are from when Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD? They're sitting in the Vatican vaults. Everybody pretty much knows this. And so I'm thinking that they're going to pop off this Dome of the Rock. They're going to destroy this mosque soon that's sitting on the Temple Mount, and they're going to do they're going to try to go for this third temple. And if you check out, they're giving a lot of this land, the holy sites in Jerusalem, to guess who? The Vatican, to control. And so there is this strange incestuous evil relationship between the nation of Israel and Rome. And so I try to, you know, there's a great book called Solving the Mystery of Babylon the Great, Tracking the Beast from the Synagogue to the Vatican by a guy named Edward Hendry. And I would suggest all you folks read that because it's quite mind-blowing. And, you know, America is part of this Mystery Babylon system. And if anybody doesn't think so, they're crazy. There's another book out right now called The Final Babylon, America and Coming of Antichrist, which is a quite interesting read. It's kind of Christian Zionist in some of its perspective. I don't agree with a bunch of it, but it makes a good point that the United States is part of this final days Babylonian system. I wanted to see what the guest wanted to, you know, sound off on my comments.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Wow, where to start? Sometimes your guest, your callers, they got like five different points. Yes, there is a close connection between the Ashkenazi and Khazar Jews with the Vatican, but there's also Irish and Scottish and other different nationalities. But you know, where I go with this.
Well, the Jews couldn't do what they do without helpers, okay?
Well, exactly.
And we do have only about 7 minutes, so.
Whoa, really?
And we have some more callers.
All right, how about the names that John Coleman and Springmeier will give you the names of the Illuminati, both inside and outside, for that one caller. I can give you the names any time, but.
Well, we've had them both on my program.
Okay, well, they have the names of the Italian inside Illuminati and the ones on the outside, the DuPonts, Freeman, Collins, and the whole nine yards. Go ahead.
Mm. All righty. Thank you, Robert, for your phone call. Let's take Rose real quick. Rose?
Yes, thank you, Van. Deanne, I was going to ask you as a favor next time to bring him back. I would like to hear more of his point of view, please. You know, you're always very kind, but today, you know, try to let the guest to expose his views because we like to know all the views. You understand it like that?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for
I appreciate your call. All right, let's take Werner in Canada real quick.
I guess I want to, good afternoon, Mr. Gamba.
Good afternoon.
You mentioned there earlier about the support of the Soviet Union by North America and money from North America.
Oh,
that
yeah.
happened already right from the start of the Soviet murders, Soviet system.
Bolsheviks.
North American industrialists were supplying all the industrial outfits in eastern Siberia to basically to do all the armament production, the tanks and the airplanes and everything.
Yep, that's right. Anthony Sutton confirms that.
That started already up the supply of those massive armament industry. It started already up in the 20s.
Yep.
And a former guest and host on RBN, Hungarian George, he basically brought it all to light there several years ago when he was... every so often he was guest on Rick Adams' show.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. About this manipulation of people, I became aware of another aspect of it, and it concerned nerve gases that were being released upwind.
Yep.
Sometimes miles upwind. And then when I was investigating it, I asked myself the question, how could they track that and hit the target within 100 yards, miles downwind? And the only explanation I could find was that they were tracking it already then via satellite.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, we do you want to respond to what Werner said, and then I'd like to ask you a couple more questions.
I pretty much agree with what he said. I mean, we have provided support for the Bolsheviks. We've provided support through IG Farben Chemical Cartel 1928 to Hitler.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. I got it documented. IG Farben Chemical Cartel was supported fully by the Wall Street.
From Anthony Sutton, you got that?
Oh, yeah, and other places, and not only him. I don't do just one.
Okay. Let me have your answer to the question. How do the SSRI drugs work with the implants in all these soldiers? And then I also want to know what your views are on the Holocaust.
Okay. I only got a few minutes. The drugs break down the control of the troops, cause them to... As a matter of fact, there's a special out talking about how they use drugs to take away their moral fiber, to take away their awareness. I mean, it completely, and they use ELF transmission at 6 hertz or 7 hertz to cause depression. And it goes back to Dr. Schwitzbell, his study. The drugs have microchips inside of them. FDA proved it. So when it comes out like a month ago, 2 months ago, so when they tell you they've done it, they've been doing it for 20 years. So the drugs work by bringing down the troops, helps reduce their daily awareness. It causes depression and allows them to be hypnotized while they sleep at night through voice-to-skull technology. This is why they kill. It's why they kill either the families or they just break, because by word they're hypnotized.
Okay.
Voice-to-skull technology. All they got to do is look it up. It's right there.
All right.
That's a quick answer. I mean, there's more to it, but we got a few minutes.
Sure. Okay, your views on the Holocaust?
My views on the Holocaust is that it happened, whether it's 6 million or not, don't know. But Holocaust happened because I know for a fact that in...
And where do you get your information on that?
Oh, from the photos and pictures from World War II veterans and so forth. But also know that in Jasanovic, for example, in Croatia, this concentration camp at Jasanovic, 1941 to 45, is documented that the that concentration camp, it was administered by Bishop Stefanic. They murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies. It's documented. And it was by the Ustasha. And this is, you'll find that documented in Witness to Jasanovic.
The Holocaust Museum?
No, it's the Witness.
The Holocaust Museum put all this stuff out?
No, not at all. Ilya Ivanovich, Witness to Jasanovic's Hell. And this was tried to be stopped by the Vatican being printed. It's documentation of 827,000 deaths just in Croatia at that concentration camp.
You know what? The Red Cross document, they have documents, and they actually went to the records that were taken into by the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
They have the documentation, right. And it just, I don't know where you got your documentation.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Red
they
Cross.
Actually were at the camps.
Right.
They counted the numbers. Mm-hmm. The Germans were very, very, added these up. They kept impeccable records,
mm-hmm.
and those records were taken by the Soviets. Those records became available in 1991, and they have been revealed. And there's no documentation that matches what you're
right.
saying.
Well, Rothschild created the Red Cross.
We have run out of time.
Okay.
So thanks for being on the program
yes,
today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for asking me.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.